Title: CMS defers $1 billion in Medicaid payments and gains new power to exclude providers. Content: Earlier this year, the federal government promised a sweeping crackdown on fraud, waste, and abuse in the healthcare industry. That promise is now taking shape through a series of concrete enforcement actions, with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, at the center. Recently, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and CMS deferred more than $1 billion in federal Medicaid payments to California and Minnesota, approximately $867.5 million and $199 million, respectively, pending a review of high-risk claims. One, that same day, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Secretary Kennedy, made a second, less publicized, but potentially more significant, announcement that he was delegating to CMS the authority to exclude individuals and entities from federal healthcare programs, an authority that had historically belonged exclusively to the HHS Office of Inspector General, OIG. 2. Taken together, these actions suggest CMS is expanding beyond its traditional role of administering the Medicare and Medicaid programs and is positioning itself as a frontline enforcer, with both greater financial leverage and a meaningful role in removing providers from federal programs. The California and Minnesota payment deferrals in late July 2026. CMS deferred approximately $867.5 million in federal Medicaid payments to California after focused financial reviews flagged spending growth in certain in-home care programs and other claims that far exceeded national trends. Similarly, across the country, CMS deferred approximately $199 million in Minnesota payments after reviewing claims in 14 high-risk service areas, identifying expenditures linked to providers flagged through program integrity reviews and other claims with potential eligibility or billing concerns. Dr. Mehmet Oz, CMS administrator, explains that CMS is done trying to chase down stolen and misused funds after they've already left the building, and CMS is now deferring payments with respect to certain high-risk services within Medicaid programs as part of CMS's new approach to program integrity. 3. In support of Dr. Oz's and CMS's deferrals, Secretary Kennedy stated, states that receive federal Medicaid funding must demonstrate that every dollar meets federal requirements. When they cannot, we will not release federal funds until they do. 4. Deferral versus payment cut. What this means for the state's Secretary Kennedy's quote encapsulates how the CMS deferrals work. Rather than making broad, permanent payment cuts, CMS is instituting a document-driven, temporary payment deferral tied to high-risk claim categories. Thus, if a state's funding is deferred, like California or Minnesota, the state will have the opportunity to submit documentation showing how the claims meet federal Medicaid requirements. Once adequate support is submitted, the funds will be released. These payment deferrals are likely a practical tool to help limit waste and fraud while not completely cutting off funding. However, some providers and stakeholders are concerned these payment deferrals could also lead to cash flow disruptions for legitimate claims and place additional burdens on state Medicaid agencies by requiring further supporting documentation for claims in higher-risk categories. CMS's new exclusion authority, a potentially bigger development while CMS was deferring payments to California and Minnesota. Secretary Kennedy was also announcing his plans to delegate to CMS the exclusion authority previously within the exclusive domain of HHSOIG, granting CMS the power to exclude individuals and entities from participation in federally funded healthcare programs. 5. With this expansion of authority, Secretary Kennedy states that now both CMS and HHSOIG will be able to use that authority to remove bad actors from federal healthcare programs and in many cases to permanently ban them from returning. 6. How exclusion authority has traditionally worked. Exclusion is not something to take lightly, and until now, Congress had granted only HHSOIG this exclusion authority. For HHSOIG, exclusion is a harsh tool often used in conjunction with the U.S. Department of Justice to combat fraud, abuse, and certain healthcare violations by preventing providers from participating in federally funded healthcare programs individually and through future formed corporate entities, or E.